It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I talk about the success of the Brad Pitt vehicle F1, which has finally given Apple Studios their box office hit and is already in talks for a sequel. Hopefully not too many, because F9 is already taken. Thanks a lot, Vin Diesel. The streaming service has tried getting theatrical success in movies like Napoleon, Fly Me to the Moon, and Killers of the Flower Moon, but attendance has proven otherwise, as if people have been indulged by the popularity of streaming movies. F1, however, is director Joseph Kosinski's latest movie, with Pitt playing an aging F1 driver who is pulled out of retirement to mentor and race with a cocky young rookie played by Damson Idris, and the racing and chemistry between the actors makes this worthy of being shown on the big screen. And despite its time length and some repetitive races, IMAX and Dolby were the right theaters to present these films, that is, before we got Jurassic World Rebirth and Superman, of course. I haven't heard a single complaint from the audience, mostly positive responses. In the real motor world, there have been mixed reactions, with some calling it unrealistic and others suggesting that Hollywood knows what it's doing. I'm no racing expert, but I still enjoyed the movie for what it is, and I believe Ben Hunt of Autosport said it was good for non-F1 fans, so point taken. A friendly reminder, I gave the movie 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.